So now let's look at the next chapter, which is chapter 7, social media and web analytics. Do I need to specify? Okay, let's look at the digital landscape, which we all know. Let's go through it. In today's interconnected world, the digital landscape has become a dynamic and ever-changing canvas, influencing how individuals, businesses, and society interact, communicate, and operate. The digital landscapes represent the vast and dynamic expanse of the internet, encompassing a diverse array of online platform technologies and interactions that have revolutionized the way we live, work, and connect with others. So we all know this, that as we speak, the entire world of digital landscape or the social media, the web analytics world has changed completely. Today, even if you launch your own business or your brand, the first thing people will ask you, do you have a website? Today, you go onto a website to subscribe for a service, it will ask you for a business email. So that's how everything has moved on, and it has changed the way we communicate. Today, instead of talking, people are more on their phones and they are constantly connecting to each other over Instagram, over not so much over Facebook, but Instagram, Twitter, WhatsApp. And WhatsApp has practically become the way of business right now, to the extent that we actually have WhatsApp business, which allows us to track in all business related inquiry. So a social media app, WhatsApp, that was generally a chatting app or a chatting platform, has now got converted to a business app where people conduct businesses, send broadcasts, book orders, and all of that. Today, even on social media, on Instagram, you will see businesses selling without having a website. A lot of small businesses that have come up and are basically doing business on the Instagram world. The digital landscape is driven by rapid evolution of information and communication technologies, which have facilitated the seamless exchange of data and knowledge on a global scale. Social media platforms have emerged as virtual hubs of communication, fostering global connections and providing a vast amount of data connections and provide that reflect users' preferences, behaviors, and sentiments. On the other hand, websites serve as digital storefronts and portals, acting as crucial touchpoints for businesses to engage with their audiences and measure user interactions. If you go and see today, a return on investment on an online website is much higher than on a physical store. The physical store will come again with, obviously, building a website will come with infrastructure cost, interiors cost, employees cost, warehouse cost, the rent of the space and all of that. But when it comes to an online website, all I need to worry about is the website. Today, a lot of people are even using this as to play middleman. That means I don't even keep the goods with me. I just book in the orders and the goods are with the vendor, and they would probably send the information out or send that information to the buyer, seller, and he would just dispatch the goods out. So that is how the entire media world is, social media world is, or the web world is working right now. E-commerce has thrived in the digital landscape, providing consumers with convenient access to goods and services from comfort of their home, while offering businesses new venues for growth and market reach. Digital landscape has nurtured the growth of online learning and remote work, breaking down geographical barriers and offering new opportunities for education, collaboration, and career advancement. Cloud computing has revolutionized data storage and processing, enabling scalable and flexible solutions for businesses and individuals alike. So the growth of cloud or the social media world, I cannot even explain, since COVID, where everything has to be forced to move online. And this has enriched the entire technology world and the internet world as we look at it, or the e-commerce world also. So we have now courses happening online. People can even do their masters and PhDs online. They can acquire certification courses from any institute across the globe. There are so many websites that now offer education courses and all of those information. In the domain of entertainment, the digital landscape has spawned streaming services, digital content platforms, online gaming communities. They cater to diverse interests and preferences, transforming how we consume media and engage with entertainment content. As the digital landscape continues to evolve, Ever-evolving technologies such as artificial intelligence, self-learning ML programs, blockchain, augmented reality, and the Internet of Things, IoT, are revolutionizing industries and further integrate the digital world into our daily lives. So it's as simple as saying that your phone runs, the way technology is connected to us is not even funny now. Our phones run on AI. Our smartwatches are an example of IoT. So IoT and AI have already been integrated into our lives, inside all your OTT platforms. And we are going to talk about like Netflix. Netflix has grown phenomenally. Also, your phone is itself a self-learning ML algorithm that changes over a period, is learning from how you interact with the content, how you go about, and how you do things in it. And there are universities that have already adopted blockchain in dispatching out certificates and all of that. Instead, even now, quantum reality, quantum computing is taking a step further on the entire front. The big data that is available to businesses to analyze have changed the way businesses strategize and position their brands. Social media and web analytics are two components that are presented huge opportunity for understanding and leverage user data. So from the beginning, we have been talking about more about data-driven technologies, data-driven strategies, because we have access to so much data that we are continuously being able to use data to be to get better marketing opportunities, being able to work better and strategize better. So let's now talk about social media analytics and the primary role. So first thing we are going to talk about is performance management, measurement. So what is performance? Tracks key metrics such as likes, shares, comments, and follower growth on social media platform, given an overview of businesses' social media presence and effectiveness. So what are we targeting? Everybody wants more followers. So after a certain amount of time, even people start following you, your brand gets more awareness, your brand gets more visibility, and people are continuously being able to leverage on the opportunities that are presented. So like, shares, comments, follow growth. So obviously, I don't know how many of y'all know this, but even your entire social media journey works on an algorithm. It has its own algorithm that gives preference to certain sort of content, less preference to other content. And so how you see stories, how your content appears in the Instagram feed and all of that. Audience insights, SMA or social media analytics allows to understand the audience demographics, preferences, and interests, which helps in tailoring content and marketing strategy to better resonate with the target audience. So, additionally, how many people have viewed the stories? If you set up a business account, it will tell you how many people have viewed, what are the demographics of those people, and what areas are you hitting. So you can address to or talk, see if you're hitting the right content or not. Competitor analysis. By analyzing competitors' social media performance, business can identify trends, opportunities, gaps in their own strategy, enable them to stay competitive. Not only mine, but I can also basically strategize using the competitors' content and developing a better strategy. Content optimization. By analyzing the performance of different types of content, business can identify what content works best and refine their content strategy accordingly. By creating content which easily creates publicity via social networks, can optimize your social media. That's what I even said, that other than what kind of content is working, you would also need to understand how the algorithm works and what is content is being promoted, so that you can build more of that content so that your brand or your business gains more promotion. Campaign evaluation. Social media analytics is crucial for assessing the success of social media campaigns, tracking ROI, and identifying areas for improvement. So, like any other analytics that you have, even social media analytics plays a very crucial role to understand whether my ad campaign or the money that I'm investing in that particular ad, the ad spending that I'm doing, is giving me the right return or not. So ROAS plays a very crucial role even here. Web analytics. Web analytics focuses on measuring and analyzing data related to a website's performance and user behavior. It provides valuable insights into how users interact with a website, enabling businesses to enhance the user experience and achieve their goals. The primary role of web analytics includes website performance, user behavior analysis, and conversion tracking. So let's talk about all of these. Website performance. Web analytics tools track metrics like website traffic, page views, bounce rates, average session duration, and indicator of the website's effectiveness. So we will even discuss this in later chapter where we primarily talk about web analytics. So website traffic, the people, number of people coming onto my website, the number of views my page is getting. Bounce rate is people coming to the first page and then leaving the website without interacting with the website. And average session duration, what is the average time that the user is spending on the website? Is he and what, even further, when we talk about user behavior analysis, we will talk about all the options that he's clicking and all of that. Gain insights to how users navigate through the website, pages they visit, where they drop off. It helps in optimizing the website's design and content to improve user engagement and conversions. So the moment I have a page view, the moment a person has clicked on my website, that means they are interested in the content. The campaign or the ad has grabbed their attention. Now, are they bouncing? Are they leaving after the first page? That means my first page is not attractive enough. Are they going to some option and then not collecting, going further? Where are the exactly on which page are they dropping? Are they even going to the add to cart option? Are they going to the process payment? And entire thing, how it works. So all of this needs to be checked and understand where the user is or the visitor is dropping off to understand what needs improvement, what is dropping the user engagement level. The best example for this is you will often see that once you have clicked an add to cart and even started the payment process, and if you stop the payment process for some reason, you will often either get a call or you'll get a message saying that did you face any problems while the payment process? So they want to know is the payment gateway working fine? Are the options fine? Do you want to make any changes or is there anything that can help you them? Sorry, is there any way they can help you convert or make a purchase on the website which will help them with the revenue and the conversions? Conversion tracking. Web analytics will help in measuring and analyzing conversions such as purchases, sign-ups, or form submission. Understanding the conversion process helps businesses identify that need improvement to increase conversions, like I just discussed. So where am I dropping off? What am I stopping at? What needs to be improved to get a higher conversion? It could not be sales, it could be sign-ups, it could be form submissions. I'm directly redirecting them to maybe a form that needs to be filled. Are they filling up the form? Is there too many parameters or are they quitting after entering a few parameters? All of that could be taken into consideration. The primary role of web analytics includes traffic sources, A/B testing. So, what is traffic sources? Web analytics can show where the website visitors are coming from, whether it's through organic search, social media, referral links, or paid advertising. This information is essential for optimizing marketing efforts and allocating resources effectively. So, obviously, now what happens is this has to be very clear. When I'm talking about analyzing the traffic sources, I have to have a different link for each one of them. Only when I have a different link or have a way of identifying where the source is from, that's when I can get an effective breakdown of the traffic sources that are there exist. So also additionally in that, what can also be further analyzed is there a particular channel that I need to pay more attention to? What exactly is the analytics that I'm getting from the various pages? Am I getting more from so what I will do is allocate more also additionally. Not only will I come to know the marketing channels, I can also identify What is the device the users are most frequently using from? Is it a mobile device? Is it a laptop? Is it an iPhone? Is it Android? Because even that information is captured when I'm visiting the website. So which clearly tells me what is the kind of traffic source, or even for the matter which mobile I'm using. So it could be you're seeing a lot of people dropping off who are maybe an iPhone or a Android user. So if that tells you that there is some problem and that needs to be looked into. Is your website for that matter even mobile friendly if mobile users are dropping off? So if it's not, then you need to work on a mobile friendly page also. A to B testing. Web analytics allows businesses to conduct A to B tests where different versions of a web page are shown to users to determine which performs better. This iterative process helps in refining and improving the website's elements. So a lot of web, and today everything is capturing. So even when I sign up for a Google ad or I'm running a campaign through any ad, it will allow me to run test, seeing what is the statistical difference between A and B, how different are they, and which is what is performing better, which again further helps me in building a better website or refining the website elements. So now let's look at social media analytics or SMA. SMA involves collection and analysis of data from social media networks to help inform social media strategy and optimize engagement around organic and paid social media efforts. So basically, all the time and energy or engagement I'm putting into social media efforts, I need the analytics to be able to determine if everything is going in the right direction. SMA answers the most important question: is the strategy even working? Now, some of the questions it also helps answer include: do you know the social media trends that are relevant to your space? What trends are you looking for? Is there a specific trend that you're looking for? Can you quantify the ROI of each campaign or post on different social media channels? Do you know what your audience respects and wants from your content and messaging? How is your content perceived in comparison to your competitors? What are your competitors talking about? What is the key differentiator in your social media message? How efficient are you being able to deliver the results we want? So these are some of the questions that your social media analytics will help you to answer, and only then do you know if you're going in the right direction. So what is the need for social media analytics? Measure ROI and marketing impact. Track KPIs, catch and arrest downward trends, latest data. Anything that is not working in my favor in real time, I will actually stop that and change the trend that I'm working on. So that is got to spend. I'm able to do real time analytics and able to decide on that factor. Make better strategic and business decision. Examples how SMA can help better decision making. So we are going to discuss some key case studies that are there, so I can actually make better and strategic decisions using SMA. Social listening. The power process of analyzing and passing the vast amounts of data posted to social media channels every day and automatically extracting useful insights relevant to one's business. So again, real-time analytics, listening to what people have to say on social media about my brand, all of this gives me analytics that is, or information that is relevant to my business and the growth of my organization. With the insights gained, what can I do is respond to trends in a timely manner. That means I can quickly catch the latest trends and be able to use that trends to promote my or to get more insights, get better ROI through my campaigns. Minimize business risk. Compare your social media performance against the competitor, again giving me a competitor's edge. Tracking marketing team's efficiency Is the marketing team able to reach out to the customer, or is it getting the right response to the ads? Are the ads working correctly? Audience analytics, what are the kind of audiences that are viewing the ad? Is there a specific time that is going through the click-through, not going through the click-through? How is the ad performing? What is the competitive analytics? How is the paid social media cam analytics telling me? Is there a difference between the paid and the unpaid versions? Or the organic searches, customer service and community management analytics, influencer analytics, what is the influencer analytics telling me? Sentiment analysis of your profiles and ad campaigns, something I just spoke about, is knowing how the viewer is perceiving my brand by knowing what they are talking about my brand. Sentiment analysis for customer service, for them to know. Is it good? Is it bad? Do I have to talk about customer retention and all of that? Audience analytics. So now let's dig into deeper into what we call as audience analytics. Audience analysis in social media refers to the process of understanding and analyzing the characteristics, preferences, behaviors, and interest of the target audience or followers on social media platforms. This analysis helps businesses and marketers tailor their content, messaging, and overall social media strategy to better engage with the audience and achieve their marketing audience objectives. For the audience analytics, if the audience analytics is not working for you as you want it to, if you're not able to address the right characteristic preferences, it would also make sense to have an audience persona so that you know that, or you can compare, am I reaching the kind of audience ideal customer that I would want to? Is my campaign reaching there or not? Performing audience analytics in social media, what will I first need to identify? What I just spoke about, identify target audience. Define the specific demographic and psychobehavioral characteristics of your ideal audience. Use social media analytic tools. Social media platforms provide built-in analytics tools that offer insights into audiences, demographics, engagement levels, and interests. Very clearly, like I said, if you put set up a business profile and you can basically view what is the audience, how many people have seen, how many people have interacted, what is the demographics, what are the age, gender, division that you're, or even location information that you're able to address to. Conduct surveys and poll. Conduct surveys and polls on social media together, direct feedback from your followers on preferences, pain points, and interest. Engage. Again, user engagement on social media plays a very big role. So when you have surveys and polls, you're basically building the user engagement levels. Analyze engagements and interactions. Examine the type of content that received most engagement, like comments and shares and click-throughs. Understanding the comment that resonates with your audience can guide your content strategy. So the moment I know what is more engaging, what the user is not finding engaging, what is getting more comments or shares or likes, and what is not getting, I know what content is not working. And to an extent, I can even ask the users to share with me what works for them better, what doesn't work, are they seeing the content, not seeing, and how you can help them. Monitor sentiment, use social listening tools to track mentions and comments related to your brand. Very important. Analyze the sentiment of those mentions to gauge how your audience perceives your brand and make necessary improvements. You have to monitor the sentiment and understand what is going right or what is going wrong. Measuring audience analysis in social media. So what audience analytics am I measuring? Demographic metrics, demographic data sets, age, gender, location, and language to better understand your audience composition. Very important to understand. Engagement metrics, what is the engagement that is like, shares, comments, retweets. These metrics indicate how well your content connects with your audience. And finally, follow growth. Monitor the growth of your followers over time to see how your audience is expanding. So even that you will get to see how many likes or how many followers have you got over a specific period of time. You can analyze and know what have you done differently during that period of time that has increased your growth and all of that. Click-through rates. Measure the CTR of links shared on social media to understand how effective your call to action is at driving traffic. Are people able to kick through? Are they going to the where the content is posting? And where exactly is the audience going? Reach and impression. Analyze the reach and impressions of your post to understand how many people have seen your content. Very important. When I'm growing a business or a brand, I want to know what is the reach I've reached. What are the impressions I'm getting? Am I getting the kind of numbers I'm expecting? Or is the campaign performing the way I expect the campaign to work? Share of voice. Share of voice or SOV measures your brand's visibility compared to your competitors within a specific industry or market on social media. Your brand mentions slash total industry mentions into 100. So basically a percentage of how much of market share do you hold compared to your competitor. Performance analysis in social media. Performance analytics in social media analytics involves measuring and analyzing the effectiveness of your social media activities and campaigns. It aims to provide insights into the success of your social media efforts, helping a business optimize their strategies and achieve their marketing goals. Performance analytics covers various metrics that assess engagement, reach, and conversions, and overall impact of your business's social media presence. So, performance analytics in social media is basically how effective is my social media activities, one, and how effective are the campaigns that I'm pushing. Are they even helping me achieve the goals I am looking to achieve when it comes to my engagement levels, my reach, or my conversions that I'm looking for? Set clear goals. Define specific goals, objectives for your social media efforts. These would include increasing brand awareness, driving website traffic, generating leads, or improving customer engagement. So define the goal very clearly. Are you running this campaign for brand awareness? Are you running this campaign to generate more website traffic? Are you trying to get more conversions, or are you trying to basically even get generate more leads? What is the goal of the campaign that you're trying to run? Only then can you measure it against the kind of performance or the analytics you're getting from the social media analytics. Choose relevant metrics. Select the key performance indicators that align with your goals. So if I'm talking about maybe more website traffic, then I need to align the goals, click-through rates, the impressions accordingly. If I'm talking about more brand awareness, am I increasing my followers, or am I getting more user engagement? And so your goals have to align with your metrics. For example, if your goals increase brand awareness, metrics like reach, impressions, and follower growth are important. And also, you will have to do that over a period of time, for a set period, actually. That means the way metrics before the campaign and metrics after the campaign, so you get a clear indication of the growth or the effectiveness of your campaign. Use social media analytics tools. Social media tools offer built-in analytics tools and provide valuable data on your post, audience, and engagement. Third-party social media websites can also offer more comprehensive insights. So, most of the time, you do not need third-party tools because your social media itself gives you all the tools that you need. When you run a campaign on Facebook or Instagram, for that matter, it will tell you what is the click-through rate, it will tell you what is the impressions, it will tell you what is the kind of demographic that you access. Psychographics, maybe you will have to do that a little bit differently, but otherwise, it will tell you everything else. If you want more detailed insight, then maybe you could move on to third-party tools. Analyze data regularly. Continuously monitor and analyze your social media data to track progress and identify trends. Regular analysis allows you to adapt and refine your social media strategy as needed. Please understand, social media is a very lucrative and a very dynamic platform. By dynamic, I mean even if I refresh my feed in a second, the entire feed changes. So understand that you have to continuously monitor and analyze your social media data to ensure that you are going on the right track. And if not, then you can quickly when you're doing real-time analysis, you can quickly refine and check what is the things that I need to change and which will give me a more effective outcome. Measuring performance analysis in social media. So how will I measure reach? What is reach? The number of unique visitors who see your content. I'm saying unique, that means not people who are already following. How many new people did I reach? Impressions, the total number of times business's content is displayed, including repeated views by the same user. How many times one user has come back and repeated the seen the ad again will also tell me. Engagement rate, the percentage of people who engage with your content, like content shares, relative to the total reach or the impression. Again, the engagement reach will also depend on the kind of content you're posting, whether it is a reel, it is a post, it's a story, and how is the total impressions that are there. Click-through rate, the percentage of people who clicked on a link. Then conversion rate, the percentage users who completed a specific action such as making a purchase out of the total number of users reached or engaged. That means people who actually bought an item or you achieved completed some action that is there, or maybe sent you a message about a product and all of that. So how many users engaged? Bounce rate, the person who left the website without taking any further action. So now we are going in further, we will see how we segregate between an email bounce rate and a normal bounce rate. So email bounce rate is when the email has not reached the user. Well, bounce rate is how many people have left on just the home page with me.